If you would, please turn over to Luke, the 17th chapter, the 5th verse, Luke 17, 5. When you get there, please stand in honor of God's word, please, and read it with me. And the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Again, I'm going to read. That's the verse I want to go with. The apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I ask you, Father, as the word said right there, as they ask you, Lord, I'm asking for myself this morning and for the congregation here this morning, Lord, that Father, that you would increase our faith, Lord. I pray, Father, as this message goes out, Lord, I pray, Father, to go out, Lord, that the way that it be pleasing unto you. I pray, Father, that, Lord, you know that all that's said and done here this morning would always be for your upbuilding of your glory, Lord, and to carry on what you'd have for us to do in this world. And we ask it all in Jesus' name, and amen. You may be seated, and thank you. Thank you. I have to first say that the song that Mike and Luke sung just means a lot to me, and it should mean a lot to you if you're a born-again Christian here this morning. Because the moment that I got saved, you've heard this out of me many a times. It was on a Wednesday night back in 1974. Everything changed for me. Everything changed for me. I was not the person that I used to be, and praise God, I'm thankful and glad that I'm not that person today because of what happened on that night. Because praise the Lord, He come into my heart, His Holy Spirit come into me, and I can tell you right now that I was changed on that Wednesday night. It may sound Greek to you here this morning. If it does, you know what? You need to know Jesus as your Savior. Because whenever He comes into your heart, He will absolutely, positively change your life. There's no doubt in my mind. None whatsoever. And I'll tell you, He will do that. I think about the verse of Scripture that I read to you. And the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. I'm here to tell you this morning, I'm standing up here as your pastor this morning telling you there are times in my life I have to get on my knees and say, Lord, increase my faith. Amen. And I know that, you know what, I believe this morning that you are like that as well here this morning. I believe if you've walked this road any length of time as a Christian, you know there are times in your life where your faith seems to just be down low, where you need it increased. And I'm here to tell you, I want to preach on faith a little bit this morning. The older I get, the more that I reflect on my past. I don't know if any of you ever do that or not. I didn't do it when I was in my 20s because I didn't have much of a past. But now that I'm in my 60s, I reflect on what has happened and what's going on in my life. What kind of a preacher I've been. What kind of a husband I've been. What kind of a father that I've been. Well, you know, just go through the whole thing just reflecting on what it's about. And I'm here to tell you this morning, as I thought about this through the week, I thought, Lord, what are you getting with this? And he said, listen, you need to preach on faith because I don't know that I've ever done it enough in here. Maybe I know that I have, but maybe not to the extent that I want to do it. And you know what? When everything and everyone in the natural is telling you God can't, I'm here this morning to tell you, don't listen to what the world tries to lay on you. I want to say this without apologies this morning, that I believe that God... I believe that the God that I serve, you know what, says, I believe Him over anything anyone else says out there and anyone else tries to put down. I believe that God can do above and beyond what we think that He can be doing. Greater is He that is in me than greater is He that is in the world. We should be shouting the house down this morning because greater is He that is in us. And I believe Him. I believe what He says. And I believe His word. I trust the Creator of heaven and earth above anything and anybody out here. I trust Him. Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. I have trouble with that sometimes, Greg. He's able to do above what I think. And believe you me, I'm not the sharpest knife in the shed, in the drawer. But I know beyond a shadow of a doubt the God I serve, I believe His word. He's according to the power that worketh in us. Praise His name. We can accomplish the most difficult things. We really can that come against us in this life. I stand up here this morning to tell you we can accomplish difficult things in our life through the power that indwells in us. It's not on our own. It never will be on our own. It's only on the power that indwells each of us. Things that seem impossible, through my Lord and Savior, through the God that we serve, can become possible. Absolutely, they can. They can. I was back here in the sound room, and Julie and him have a little mustard seed back there. That's up on, it's hooked in down behind one of the lights back there. And you guys probably got them here years ago. I don't know where it come from. But I think about this. I can tell you there are times I don't even have the faith of a mustard seed. I don't. There are times that I don't even have that. I'm not going to stand up here and try to make me out more than what I am, but I'm just telling you, there are times that sometimes I feel like I don't even have that. Over in Luke 17, when Jesus was teaching the apostles about forgiveness, after hearing what Jesus had to say, the apostles said something that every time we need to get on our knees, and I read it here this morning, every time that we get on our knees in our prayer closet, we need to say, Lord, please increase our faith. Because we need it. And the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. What kind of faith moves God to action? Is there a faith that moves God? Absolutely. There is a faith that moves God to action. What kind of faith moves it? In Hebrews 11:6 tells us this about faith. First off, we got to have it. Amen? It says this, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. To please who? You ain't going to please. You don't have to worry about pleasing me. It's talking about pleasing God. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is. Now get this. If you don't get anything else out of this verse of Scripture, get this. And He is a rewarder of them that do what? That diligently seek Him. He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. You don't have to worry about me. You don't have to worry about nobody else in here. But you have to diligently seek what God has for you in your life. Every one of us do. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. We've heard that. And the evidence of things not seen. Faith is being sure of what we hope for. Amen? That's what it is. I'm not taking things. I'm giving it to you what it says out of the Scripture. It is being sure of what we don't see. Amen? It is exactly what it is. It's being assured of things that we cannot see only through spiritual eyes. How many people, let me ask you a question. And I went back and I pulled out some people of faith. How many people come out of Egypt? We talked a little bit about eventually, when they finally got to go into the promised land, how many of them got to do it? Say two. I'm going to tell you something. I believe there was three. I believe there was three. And let me tell you why I believe it. There was three. Again, over Numbers 32:12. If you want to turn there, let's read it together. 32:12, Numbers. Oh, I love to hear Bibles turning. I really do. And some people have their phones. I like to see that too, just like my daughter. But not one of the people who came out of Egypt will see the land except Caleb and Joshua. Caleb is the son of Jephunneh, and a Kenizzite, and Joshua is the son of Nun, and they see the land. They follow the Lord in their whole heart. That's what the Bible says right there. Genesis 50:24. Turn over there. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you will carry my bones up from hence. Praise God this morning. There were two live people, and there was one dead person out of all those people that made it to the promised land one day. I thank God this morning. Listen to me. They carried his bones out of Egypt, and they carried him over to the promised land. You know what? Yeah, there was two live people, but I believe there was a third. And I believe Joseph made it over there. On Joseph, on his deathbed, he was so assured that by the faith that he had in God, that he was going to make it to the promised land. I want to ask you, do you have a faith this morning that you would die with this morning? They're going to carry you through one of these days. Praise the Lord this morning. No matter how long it takes, No matter how long it takes, even if death took him first, he said, I still believe we're going to make her. I'm going to make her there one of these days. 359 years later, Greg, he made it. I don't know about you this morning. I don't know if God takes me out of here today. I'm here to tell you I'm headed home. And I'm not talking about Medina Road. I'm talking about I'm going to heaven one of these days. I've got an assurance as I stand here this morning that I am saved, that I am bought by the blood, and that Jesus Christ lives within my heart. And praise God, if they can put me in the ground and these worms can eat this body, but I'm going home one of these days. Praise the Lord this morning. And Job, I said to Job 19:26, and though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. And it goes on, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. Brothers, if you're a Christian here this morning, and you're born again, you got a faith that'll carry you through even if death takes you out of here one day. Until I close my eyes in death, for I know in whom I believe this morning. Absolutely. And I'm persuaded that He is able to do what? He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him until I reach the promised land one day. Praise the Lord this morning. Against that day, I'm telling you here this morning, the faith you show today lives on in the people that are beside you this morning. Nancy, I'm telling you, I thought about you. Your grandkids one of these days are going to be talking about the faith that you showed one day. Greg, your grandkids are going to be showing that one, are going to be talking about it one day. I go around this church and I see all these people in here, all these faces. I'm here to tell you that the faith that you are showing here today, right today, will live on even though your bones are in the grave one day. Praise the Lord this morning. Your faith will live on. Absolutely. Praise God. You're going to meet again one day, are we not? We're going to meet again carrying, Joseph said, carry my bones with me. Take them over there because I want you to do that. But praise God, we are going to, I'm going to make sure that I get there one day. Praise the Lord. Preachers and teachers, friends and neighbors, grandmas and grandpas, you know what? We're carrying, right now we're carrying the bones of past generations. We're doing it right now. It's going to be their turn one of these days to carry them for us. The second attitude of faith that I want to talk about this morning. I believe God rewards. And this is this. There was the faith of Caleb. Remember, old Caleb was one of them that made it. He's one of the two that made it into the promise. One of the two living ones that made it. You know what happened? We know the story. They sent out those spies. Moses sent out the spies. They all come back. And whenever they come back, there was 11 of them that said, well, there's giants over there, there's this over there, there's strong cities over there, those people are too strong. You know what Caleb said? I want this kind of faith. This is what I want. He said, let's go get it right now. That's what he said. He said, God has promised it. We can go get it right now, today. Let's just gather up the horse, let's gather up the men, and let's go take what God had promised us. I want to ask you this morning, God has promised us. Do you have that kind of faith? I'm talking about, like I said, if you had the faith the size of a mustard seed and said you could move a mountain, what kind of faith is that? Listen, there's times I don't even feel like I have that, but praise God, I know this morning, that whenever He promises us something, it will be fulfilled. Amen. Caleb said in Numbers 30:13, he stilled the people, and he said this before Moses, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are able to overcome it. Raise your hand if you're able to overcome this morning. Because I believe that you are able, you are overcomers this morning. By faith, we can overcome the things that come against us. No matter what the giants are, no matter what the walled cities are that come in your life, I'm here to tell you this morning, God is a rewarder of faith. Amen. Over in Numbers 14:24, it said this, "But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit within him." He had another spirit within him. The rest of them didn't have the true Spirit of God in them. Caleb had it. And he says on to say, "He has followed me fully. Him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it." Amen. That's what he said. That's what the kind of faith that God rewards. He absolutely, brothers and sisters, when Caleb heard what the other spies had to say, it was like, "I'm not listening to that. I know what God can do. I know what He's capable of." Praise His name this morning. A faith that we can go through with. Amen. Caleb not only said it could be done. Praise God. And again, I said, he said, "Let's do it right now. Let's do it right now. Let's don't wait. Let's don't have the world out here to try to bend our ears." You know, put that nonsense aside. When God says you're able, God will provide a way. He, you know what his name meant in Hebrew? I'll write this down. It meant dog. It meant dog. That's what his name meant in that Hebrew. You know what I got to thought? That fit him. Because he had a dogged determination. Yes, he did. He had it. Whenever I read that, I said, "God, what's that? Show me." I said, he has a dogged determination that he was going to get through. He was going to grab a hold of whatever he needed to go, and he wasn't going to let go until he got there. God promised them that they would see the promised land. And you know what? He said, "God, that's my mountain, and I want it, and let's go get it." Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He didn't care about their giants. He didn't care. Never mind. Caleb had wandered in the wilderness for 40 years with a bunch of losers. I'm here to tell you. He wandered in the wilderness for 40 years with a bunch of losers that didn't want to take the promise of God, were scared to death of the promise of God, and now it was time to collect. And praise God, God made a way for him to do it. He wanted his land, and he said, "God, I'm ready. Let's go get it." Amen. Moses, we need to have that kind of faith. Over in Matthew 15, 21, 28, it said, "The woman of Canaan cried out to Jesus about her daughter." You remember that one? And it said, "Being grievously vexed with the devil." You know what Jesus did? He answered her not a word. Remember that scripture over there? He didn't even answer. He didn't even pay no attention to her. Well, she kept it up. She kept going. And finally, the disciples said, "You know what? You need to put her out of here. Get her away from us. She don't belong to the children of Israel." And that's what Jesus told her. He said, "Listen, I've come to the children of Israel first." And she said, "Should I give bread to the dogs?" That's what he said. You know what she told him? She said this. She said, "Yeah, but we can eat the crumbs that fall from the table." Amen. Praise God. She did not give up. Amen. I'm telling you, I don't know what you're praying for here this morning. God's got a message for you here this morning. Listen to me. Don't ever get up. Get dogged in your faith. Get dogged in your prayers. And say, "Lord, listen to me. I know it's been years." And you hang on to him until he answers or until he takes you out of this world. Amen. Do that. Praise God this morning. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the Caleb kind of faith that we need. Amen. You know, listen to me. Praise the Lord this morning. He said, "Listen, get a hold of it. Grab a hold of it like a dog would a piece of meat and hang on to it." Jesus knew this woman was going to keep coming back and keep coming back. She wasn't giving up, Alita. Why should we give up? "Well, it may not be God's will." You know what? You ain't going to know if it's God's will until He takes you out of this world. Then we'll know. Hang in there. Pray. Listen, over in Luke 18, 1-8, "And He spake a parable to them, which to this end, men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded men. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversaries. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard men, yet because the widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she wearies me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge says. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, food to be bare long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. I'm here to tell you today, don't ever give up on the prayers. You're not going to weary God. Don't worry about that. But he wants to hear from you. Don't ever give up. We need Caleb faith. We need dogged faith in our lives when it comes to the situations that we're facing. I believe God, and this is his will, his life for our powerful. The negative talk sometimes that comes from people out here in the world, we got to get rid of it. We got to get it out of our minds and believe and let God and trust in him. Do you have that kind of faith this morning? To the devil, and to say to the devil and everyone else around him, I believe God, not you. How about the faith of Noah? How about his faith? He was 500 years old when he started having his children. It says 500 years old. When he was 600 years old, they were in the flood. It's what the Bible tells us. During that time, you know what he did? God come to him. He had three boys. His boys got married. He had built the ark. He had filled the ark with stuff to supply it for their need. I'm here to tell you this morning, he did what God told him to do. We need a faith that works. Amen. You just don't sit down. Amen. We need a faith that works. Amen. That's what we need. If we're going to do what God wants us to do, there's going to be some work involved in it. Absolutely, there's going to be some work involved in it. You know what's interesting to me to tell you? The Bible doesn't say this. God talked to Noah anymore from the first time he talked to him. He got with him. He said, build the ark. You build it these dimensions. Then the next thing we see God talking to Noah, he said, get ready. Get in there because it's time. How many of us, if God didn't talk to us very much like that, we'd just get all down, depressed, and we wouldn't, you know, we'd think, you know what, oh my goodness, you know, where's he at? What's he doing? There are times we walk by faith. We walk by faith. He built an ark, completely stocked it with food. Noah had a working faith. That's what he had. I guarantee you, others laughed and made fun of him for over 100 years. You know what? He preached to people. He said he's a preacher of righteousness, is what it said. He tried to talk to them, tried to tell them that judgment was coming. I guarantee you, people laughed at him. For over 100 years, he preached. For around 100 years, and only 8 people got saved. I'm telling you, that would get discouraging, wouldn't it not? But he had the faith to believe, and he went on and he did what God wanted him to do. Praise his name this morning. Noah preached. He preached it and tried to tell him, and he built and did what God wanted him to do because of his faith in God. It's exactly what it is. Isn't that what's needed in the world today? Amen. Amen. Isn't that exactly what's needed in the world? I believe James is right when he says this over in James. He said, you say you have faith, I will show you my faith by my works. Works doesn't save you. I understand that. But when you're saved by faith, you will want to work. Faith is not just an attitude, but brother said, it's an action that demonstrates our belief in God. Amen. That's what our faith is. Whenever we step out on faith, whenever we do and keep doing what God wants us to do, that demonstrates that we have faith in God. Did you know that? Amen. That's absolutely what it does. Whenever we witness, whenever we do just exactly what we did yesterday to help those that are less fortunate, when we step out and we do those things, praise God, we show our faith in God that we serve. The Bible said that Noah moved with fear. You know what I mean? Noah moved with obedience is what it meant. Hebrews 11:7 summed it up like this. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things yet not seen, moved with fear and prepared the ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness through his faith. Amen. As I go through my daily routines, as I go through them, I ask Jesus. I ask him this just like the disciples did. I've been asking him more and more. God, increase my faith. Increase my faith. I want faith just the size of a mustard seed at least. You know that?
I want it like that. I'm not talking some supernatural Christian here. I want the faith just the size of a mustard seed. I'm not wanting to move mountains. I'm just wanting to praise Him and be able to preach the way that He wants me to and to do the things that God wants me to do. Would you pray that, Lord, you know, I'm reminded quite regularly how small my faith is. I am. I'm reminded all the time just how small and how little the faith that I have is. I want that dying. I want that dogged. And I want that working faith in my life constantly. How about you this morning? I'll tell you what, we're going to come and get a song as they come and get one. I don't know where you're at on the faith ladder, faith chain, where you're at with your faith here this morning. But I ask you something this morning. It could get stronger.
Amen.
It can.
Praise the Lord.
As we get a song, I pray that you would come this morning and let's pray together.